Hello and welcome to You Are What You Listen To. So a couple things. I figured out the other day that a lot of you cannot hear the music that I put on my podcasts, and which is okay. I understand there is copyright laws and issues that happen all the time and stuff like this. So if you can't hear it, I'm genuinely sorry. So we're gonna try something different. Instead of I'm just putting music on and then you guys listening to it, I'm actually gonna talk about it. So I think I'm gonna do something to I think I'm gonna do an episode, and this is the episode. It's gonna be called, and now I did an episode kind of like this, in episode 2, where it was, like, underrated ABBA songs, but I think I'm gonna do overrated and underrated, and my list kind of changed up a little bit, so it's something new, at least, but some of them might even stay the same. So, and I think when you listen to ABBA, you have your songs that you know and the songs you don't know. And with a lot of artists, a lot of people just automatically pick a song, they listen to it, they're like, oh, this is a good artist. So then they keep listening to. But some of them don't even dive deep into an artist and what kind of songs they really, which songs are really good. And I think a lot of people do that with ABBA. They listen or they even watch Mamma Mia and they think, well, wow, that's a really good song. Why do I not just listen to that? And then they listen to the ABBA Gold Album, which, don't get me wrong, the ABBA Gold Album is a very good album, but it's just not the best songs of ABBA. I think one... Okay, so now let's get into the list. I'm going to start, we're only going to do 5 a piece, so it's going to be a list of 10. And if you don't agree with me, send me an email. Shoot me an email, because I want to get your guys' take on all of this and see if you guys disagree. And if you guys disagree with me, that's okay, because everybody disagrees when it comes to music. I'm going to tell you some of my... So I'm going to go just kind of back and forth. I think, to start it off, number 5. And you know, when you dissect ABBA and stuff like that, it's so hard to like be like, oh yeah, that one's like really... I think I... kind of like looking at some of them, just kind of looking, it's kind of hard to like just be like, oof. But I think I'm going to start off with number 5 being kind of like my most overrated ABBA songs. I'm going to start with, it's a tough one, but I'm going to start with Take a Chance on Me. It's got a good melody, it's got a good beat, but it's just, I feel like the Mamma Mia movie kind of ruined it, in a sense, which a lot of you might disagree with me on this one, but I really genuinely think Take a Chance on Me really was kind of ruined in the movie. It's not a bad song, but it's not my favorite, okay? So now I'm going to go with number 5, most underrated. This one's hard too, but I've listened to this one, and it's kind of snappy, it's kind of got some oomph to it. I think Under Attack is just a really good one, and I think it just works with melodies and beats and just the overall singing of it, and it kind of gets stuck in your head, and I think it's a really good song. If you've never listened to it, I advise you to listen to it. So that one, for number five, I'm going to say Under Attack, actually. That one's a really good song, and I advise to listen. Number four on my most overrated list. You know, when you do lists like these, it's just so hard to get, like, so hard, because you like a lot of their songs, but a lot of them you just are like, Actually, I think I'm going to go with the title of the movies, Mamma Mia. It's, it's just, Like, people are like, oh, I love the movies. I like the movies. But some of the songs are in there are not the best choices, like Mamma Mia. I just don't think it's all that great of a song. It's kind of overrated if you kind of think about it. But it's just not that great. It's just not. You listen to it, and it's snappy, and it gets stuck in your head. But does it get stuck in your head in a good way? That's debatable. Okay. So now we're going to go to number four. Number four, underrated. Now, number four, underrated. You know, I'm going to go with one of my, I'm going to go with On and On and On. So that's got a really good beat and kind of really good, like, tone and tune to it, and I think it's a really good song. If you've never listened to it, I for sure you should go and listen to it. But just listening to it, it's a really good song. I don't think it's not in the movies. I think you'd kind of just have to find it on your own, but it's a really, really good song. I do advise you to listen. So that's number four on the most underrated. Yes. Okay. Moving on, number three for the three most overrated ABBA songs. But before this happens, I'm going to shoot you to a quick sponsor, and then I'll be right back.
Okay, so my sponsor ad is at the beginning of the video instead of where I said it was going to be, but that's okay. That's okay. So my sponsor is Anchor. I do genuinely want to thank Anchor for sponsoring this podcast. And we'll just keep going. Number three, I think, is Thank You for the Music. Because it's not a bad song. It's not bad, but it's just not great. It's not great. I would rather listen to other ABBA songs than listen to this one. Because it's just like, you know, that song in an album that's just kind of, it's not really great. It's not really good. It's just kind of meh. I think that's what it is. I think really what it is. You know, so now I'm going to go number three on the, over or underrated, If It Wasn't for the Nights by ABBA, and that's number three. Because I, you know, you can get caught up in listening to, like, things, especially, like, just listening to an artist and listening to one of their albums or listening to just a few songs, which I genuinely do. But I think you gotta have to kind of have to expand the horizons a little bit more than just kind of being like, oh, I'm gonna listen to this one song. And I found If It Wasn't for the Nights, I think one of my friends told me to listen to it, and so I took a listen. I was like, wow, this is a really good song. So I kind of rolled with it, and I kept listening and listening to it multiple times, and I'm like, man, this is actually a really, really good song. So I think that is like one of, it's a really good song to listen to, and I think that's why it deserves a three. Okay, number two, overrated, most overrated. And I might have, here's the thing, I might have got the overrated, underrated mix, or the two and three mixed up. But so far, I have number five. I don't even remember. Man. But I know it's Mamma Mia, Thank You for the Music, and another one. I can't remember, but just know it's kind of those three. And then, so number two for the most overrated. Ooh, Take a Chance on Me was number five. So I think my next one is going to be Supa Troopa. And now this might cause a little bit of a ruckus, but it's good in the movie, but I just don't like it as like a song when ABBA sings it for some reason. It's just, I don't know. I don't get behind it. I'm like, nah, nah, nah. Then I'm just kind of, eh. And then I skip it because I really don't want to listen to it. So I think the movie makes it better than it actually sounds in the soundtrack. All right, that's my opinion. You can message me. You can do whatever you want if you think I'm wrong. So my second most underrated. It's so hard. Because there's so many good ones by ABBA, you just don't know what to pick. But I do. I'm gonna go. It's probably one of the most underrated on the Gold album. Waterloo. I love Waterloo. That's such a toe tapper, and I really like the beat rhythm to it, and it's a little faster for ABBA. It's. And it's kind of, it's just got a kind of a little snap to it. And I think that's why I really like it a lot. It's because it's kind of a faster one. So now, the number one. This song always gets under my skin listening to it. And people saying it's one of the best, but it's really not. One of the only songs where people can associate ABBA, like, with, like, the Mamma Mia, and if you say ABBA, this will be the first song for a lot of people that'll pop into their head. Dancing Queen. Oh. Now, some of you might get mad when I say this, but it's so, 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 so terrible. I don't like Dancing Queen. I've never liked Dancing Queen. Maybe when I first started listening, and then I started listening to more and more and more ABBA, and it's just so bad. It's so bad. I can't stand that song anymore. It's so bad. And some of you might disagree with me, but you really, it's not that good of a song. People really overhype and overplay that song. And my number one underrated is Angel Eyes. Oh, it's so good. It's a really good song. If you've never listened to it, I totally recommend listening to all five of the underrateds. Angel Eyes is a really good song. It's got really good tone and beat and melody to it. And it's got a really kind of a weird story behind it too. But it's a really good song. I genuinely think it's a really good song. And I just recommend listening to all of the underrated ones and listening to more than just the Gold album and ABBA. Because if you do listen to more of it, you'll find there's more out there than just listening to that. Well, I do really, 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 really want to thank all of you for listening. For all the people who come back after months of listening or me not doing a podcast because I've been really busy, and I apologize, but I'll try to keep going, try to do more and more. I just really want to thank you. And this is You Are What You Listen To, and I might even put out another podcast tonight. I don't know yet. It probably will. But you are listening to You Are What You Listen To, and I'll be back hopefully very soon. Have a good night.